Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Rick's house. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. You have now entered into the realm of Brick's House. I am I am your hostess with the mostest, Brick. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for indulging me just a little bit. I act a little crazy. You know, I'm being deprived of sleep lately. But, you know, it's all good. Unfortunately, I have been deprived of sleep in a good way. You know what I'm talking about. Just been sleeping less and less lately. I don't know. I guess you're getting older. I don't know. I welcome you to another episode of Brick's House. I was just sitting here a minute ago while we were just listening to that wonderful, wonderful tune by Mr. Bobby Caldwell, which is What You Won't Do for Love. And I was just sitting here on the Twitter looking at the tweets go by and, you know, looking at all this love tweets going up and down the Twitter feed. And I'm like, God, as long as I know it's not just me, like, in this, like, emotional funk. I'm in an emotional funk. So, you know, it's good to know that it's not just me feeling this way. But, you know, everyone on Twitter, apparently. So... to get right into it, let me introduce, you know, my landlady who I still ain't paid the rent to. And I know she's going to get my ass for that, but, you know, I don't know what's wrong with this website. I'm trying to figure it out, but, you know, I haven't paid the rent. The rent is there, you know. It's just a matter of, you know, pressing the right buttons to get it out of there. But shout out to, you know, my hostess, my co-hostess with the mostest. Team Fantasy, Mogul, BBW Extraordinaire. Did I forget anything? If I didn't, you know who, she know who she is. Miss Beef Lacrosse. Good evening, Miss Lacrosse Hearts.
Good evening, Brick.
Wait. It's something I gotta do. Okay, hold on, bear with me. Here we go, we gotta get the clap.
Okay. You see how off I am?
Yeah.
I appreciate the clap, but I do not need that to get fired up, because, boy, listen, all I gotta do is log on to Facebook.
Anyway. You know what? Don't get me started with Facebook.
Listen, I'm gonna get you started.
You know, Facebook is just getting more and more bizarre as the days go on.
Bizarre, perfect word for it.
I stay on Twitter. I'd rather be on Twitter than be on Facebook nowadays. Twitter is just a little
giving
bit more.
Too many characters, right? Facebook gives too many characters.
Yeah, you know, it's either that or my new thing is Instagram. I'm an Instagram junkie now. You know, I'm taking pictures of funny, the stupidest things. Instagram. You know, you see something stupid in the street. Instagram. Oh, that plate of food looks good. Instagram. I Instagram every damn thing.
Look at my toilet. Instagram.
Oh, look at my toilet. Instagram. Hey, that's a new shape. Instagram. You know.
Oh, look at my computer. Instagram.
Instagram.
I definitely get that. I definitely get that. But first and foremost, let me officially say hello, thank you, and how was your weekend?
Oh, well, my weekend was very good, actually. I actually hung out with my sister and my mother, which was really, like, crazy because... Oh, my God, they drive me, especially my mother. She is just getting all ordery in her old age. I'm like, Mom, why are you so ordery? It's like everything she complained about. Oh, I'm not sitting at the back of the bus. I'm not sitting at the back. They better make me go to the back of the bus. I'm not sitting at the back of the bus. I'm like, okay, Mom, no one's going to make you go sit at the back of the bus. You know, come on, they leave it so late. Why they leave it so late? They leave it so early. They leave it late. I don't like the food. You know, everything was just... I was like, Lord have mercy, lady. And then I thought about it. God, they say I'm just like you.
Do I complain as much as you? And you know what? People have told me, yes, that I do. I complain just like that. And that was a wake-up call for me. I was like, wow, I really do? And my sister said I do. And my other friend said I do. And I said I complain a lot. I'm not happy with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Crush? Come on, be honest. You're doing straight. I complain a lot. Oh, shit, for real? I mean, this is like a wake-up call for me. She was like, you complain just like us. Wow. Thank you for being honest.
I guess it all depends on to somebody that don't know you. Yeah, you complain excessively. Somebody just meeting you for the first time, you complain excessively, like, okay, Brick. All right. You know, it's one of those type of things, like, okay, Brick.
All right, well, we went up
and here's another, then that's exactly what it is. And here's another thing, that's your favorite thing. And here's another thing, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it'd be one of those moments with you sometimes, you know.
What did I complain? I complained we were out to eat, though. I didn't complain.
Oh, no. As I said, for somebody who don't know you, it's like,
Yeah, that's what I said. Somebody who don't know you, but now we go out, we go out in the street. You know how to behave. So it's not that bad. You know, it's not bad because you know how to behave. Okay. In front of company. You know what I mean? I don't act the fool now. I don't act the fool. That's one thing I can honestly say. I may complain and gripe, but I don't jump up and act the fool and stuff now. Because that's ridiculous. I don't do all that. I just leave. As opposed to jump up and down at a restaurant.
Right, you wait until you get into the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, then I complain.
And whoever call you, they don't integer them.
They catch
so it. So that's right. So that, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because technically you're in the privacy of your own home. So fucking be it, you know?
But then someone called me a chicken and shit. Like, why you didn't say that in the restaurant? I'm like, oh, so you said I wasn't
because,
like, you
because you're a
thing.
Lady. That's why. Because
exactly.
You're a lady. There's a difference, you know?
Hey,
certain
so
things
the
public
shit.
Don't need to see. Yeah, certain sides of you the public do not need to see.
No.
I agree. I believe
thank
that
you
too.
For
like,
making me feel
you smoke weed. Like, you smoke weed, yeah, but certain things you don't need to know that. Unless
exactly.
You're the privacy of my home, you know. So
I hate people that suffer. You know, I don't know, you can hit the nail on that. I don't like people that admit that they smoke. Like, yeah, I smoke.
Yeah, that's too raunchy. That's
like
you.
Personal.
That to me, that's hood rat status. I guess because I went to all girl high school, and I used to see the little girls. Like I said, being a big woman, if you're too loud and you voice your opinion too much, they automatically put you in a category as being obnoxious and such and such and such and such. So if I'm loud, let me be laughing. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, okay, she's just jolly. You know, it's a difference from when you're, I don't know, I'm not just saying, but for me, that's the difference I see. You know, if you're too loud, you speak your mind too much, they're not really trying to listen to you. You know, but if you, if you're loud and you got a big Kool-Aid smile on your face, all the doors open for you. So, I hate going to the store. Let me get wide out. You know, it's hanging in your. Let me get five backwards. Like, all that. No. You know what? You go get that. You know, like I said,
I don't like that.
I may have personally bought weed twice. The first time I gave that nigga his money and he threw the bag on the. And the last time I gave that nigga his money and he threw the bag on the car and we in the middle of the street. I'm good. Never again. I get my tip. If you're not coming to my front door, we ain't got nothing to talk about. That's it.
I guess they say it like, you know, it's all about semantics. I guess they figure if they put it down and you pick it up, they don't necessarily get
it. It's not hand to hand. Right.
Exactly.
It's not hand to hand. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But it was just rude. You know,
it was
just rude. And you know you got the back aisle of the Duchess hanging out your back pocket, and you know it's just like nobody's supposed to do these things.
I didn't even know what the weed man looked like. I know
that spot. You know what? There's one in East New York. I know about those spots. You gotta wait till that shit closed to find out what they look like. Yeah, that's the thing right there.
Well, you just be like, yo, you going to the hair man? Yeah, we going to the hair man. All right. Or you see the hair. We never knew what this dude looked like.
This man looked like, right.
Couldn't describe him. Or you can see the hair.
He's there for you when you before you leave. He's there before you go out. He's there like, nigga, what the fuck? You gotta wait
exactly.
outside.
Like, do you ever close?
But you know what it is? When you go in there, all the chips and everything is dusty. Everything in that bitch is dusty and old. Like, this
yeah,
shit has been here.
It's
like, okay,
what
we know what you
on
do.
The show.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
we know what you
door.
Do. It looked like a full fledged store. Then you get close to shit, and shit just be
exactly.
fired.
The
and
box
shit.
Is tied, the color stained off the tied box. You know how it do it.
It's faded.
You know
oh
how it
man,
is.
You know. But certain things, you know, you've been taught, and certain things are just. It's just about being ladylike, in my opinion, and representing. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, when you're in the privacy of your home, fuck you, kiss my ass. I can do all that. But when I'm out in the
exactly.
street. The only time you will hear me loud is if I'm big coolie smile on my face, you know?
Exactly.
So it's all about your mannerism, I guess.
Yeah. And on that note, speaking of rude,
we stop.
And on that note, I want to bring on. This guy hasn't been on my show in a minute because he's been ill. And I'm long so glad he's back. Mr. Black Reporter. Boop. Mr. Black Reporter. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I had a rough weekend, but I'm okay.
You sound good.
And after that little girl talk, good evening, LaCrush.
Hey,
evening,
Black Reporter.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Oh, Lord.
Black Reporter, the new man.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
What's going on, Black and Porter? Look, I can finally mess with somebody. Yay.
Wait. Hold on here, man. Where's my clap?
Oh, right. Can we get
no, you
is it possible? Can we get a soul clap for
okay.
Black and Porter, please?
Okay.
Okay, we'll get a soul clap.
Oh, can I just say something real quick? Because it's on my mind and I see it. Can I just say something? You know, Facebook is aight, but Facebook is just it gets at me sometimes. But somebody put this up here. But somebody put something up here that's kind of true to me. You know, this looks like it might be a show topic. He says, 16 and pregnant, 15 and fucking, 14 and sucking, 13 and licking. 12 is fingering, 11 is rubbing.
Wait, 13 and what?
Listen, it's 16 and pregnant, 15
mm-hmm.
and fucking,
mm-hmm.
14 is sucking,
okay.
13
uh-huh.
and licking, 12 is fingering, 11 and rubbing, 10 and touching, 9 and kissing. Welcome to our fucked up generation.
Yeah.
Shout out to the good friend of Full Fantasy Radio, Esther Mogul. He has been in the fantasy limelight. Actually, he was our first.
Shout
out to
Esther Mogul. You know what? That's so
right,
true.
That's what his thing was, like 16 and pregnant. Like, that's crazy right there, yeah.
That's wild.
But it's so true. Oh, my God. When he said that, I was flashing back. I was like, yeah. I was 16 and pregnant, though. But I was flashing back from everything you said. I was like, whoa. Starts with that boys catch the girls
that
and humping
shit.
So
close to be true. I mean, it's scary. That's so close to be true. I mean, it's scary.
That is.
But even, but now it's not even 9, niggas. It's 8 and 7. They kissing. You know what I mean? Like you. So in reality, let's drop those numbers down at least by a year. 15 and pregnant. You know what I'm saying? 15 and pregnant. 14 and fucking. 13 and sucking. You know what I mean? 8 and kissing. You know, that's what it is now. You got to drop that shit down by a year. With this shit, but you know what? I can honestly say this. I'm not. I don't know. Lately, I just feel like people have just been not giving the youth the proper dues. I guess being older now, I get it. You know, but this has been the lowest in teen pregnancy this year. I believe the stats has been the lowest in teen pregnancy. So something is distracting them. So be it. You know, but I get it.
They're
too busy working and, you know, doing the thing. So shout out to those that are focused and are doing their thing.
I think they see it as a game.
But you know what? I think that this generation of girls is just a little bit, they have a little bit of a leg up than we have. But I say that because
they see
you have
their friends. Right.
They're, okay, these young girls emulate what they see. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They, you know, whatever they see, that's what they imitate. Now they're seeing a lot of their sisters or whatever, who older sisters, aunties, uncles, whoever, aunties who have been through it with these dudes. And they said to themselves that, no, I want better than that. I'm not going through what
exactly.
my mom went through with that.
Right.
And, you know, they're learning from us. You understand what I'm saying? It's sad that our generation didn't really have, and my generation, older, was the ones that were getting pregnant at 16 and getting on, you know, welfare, was looking like it was okay. Because, you know, you had a cousin who was on welfare, but her kid was still wearing Jordans and all this other stuff. You know, before, when I was coming up, when we were coming up, Crush, welfare was something that you could just stay on. Now that when we came of age, that's when they decided to say, you know what, there's limits on welfare now. Now you can't stay on welfare forever. There's no more generational welfare. Because it was like generations going on the welfare rolls. Once this generation come off, the daughters get on, and the daughters get on, and they have more kids who get on, and more kids who get on. So I think that these kids, they right now, when you see these girls, they look like supermodels as it is now. They're walking around here with these shoes and all this stuff because they're emulating what they see. I think that, you know, I commend shows. Like, a lot of people say Sex in the City and stuff like that is garbage. But I commend shows like that because it shows these girls that, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. You can have a career.
And still... You know what I'm saying? Be all that to me, but have your own shit going on.
And basically, be your own boss. Don't let the man run
boss.
Your sex life.
Exactly.
You run your own life. Like,
exactly.
I choose you. You don't choose me. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, I dig it. I definitely dig it. It gives them a little bit more empowerment. It gives them a little bit more, it gives them a little, another outlook. Because, you know.
Exactly.
Regardless of what people say, you know, chicks in the hood is hard, they rough, they this, they that, but underneath all that exterior, they're soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they go through so much that they go through. We're soft. They're broken.
Mm-hmm.
They're broken emotionally, they're broken spiritually, and sometimes they're broken physically. So, you know, anybody that shows them a kind heart or a kind hand, you know, they're on it. They're on it. I'm gonna do or die. Fuck a do or die. You know, in the 90s, that was a big thing. I'm a do or die chick. Listen, fuck that. You getting locked, you on your fucking own. I'm out of here. You know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I can still be strong. I can stay, you know, men can still find me sexy. And you know, a lot of these shows are empowering. Now,
they are.
As far as, but the thing I'm not digging, and I know this is not the show for it, this may not even be the time for it, but. The thing I'm not digging is that the shows that are aimed for teens, they don't have shows like that where they have, you know, I don't want to watch 16 and Pregnant. I don't want to watch that. I've never seen an episode of that. I've seen it go by.
Me either.
But I've never sat there and watched the full episode of 16 and Pregnant. I would dare not watch an episode of Teen Mom. Or, you know, like, these are the shows that are attracted to children. You know what I mean? Like, these shows
and
are attracted. You're not informing us. You're informing them. And, I mean, you're doing more, I think you're doing more damage than good. That's what I'm thinking. Because there was a show on BET, I don't know if y'all remember, there was a show on BET called Teen Summit.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. I love Teen
that
Summit.
That was the most, I think they needed more programs like that. If BET
Definitely.
Was going to change their programming and get the videos off, if they was going, they should have linked to something, you know what I mean, to fill in that time slot from 3 to 6 instead of what's that, 106 and Park. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I should have kept that on, you know.
Exactly, but
have them look at.
Don't they have something now they're looking for, a new host, a hostess of that stupid show?
What?
They're looking for that Teen Summit. Now they're looking to fill it because I guess these ones are getting too old. So now they're looking for a new casting call. I'm like, bring back Teen Summit. Bring back the thing where they would sit there and talk about real issues because
you know what? The children of this generation are hella smart. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they are.
Because as soon as I jumped out of high school, the minimum to get out of high school, you had to have a Regents diploma. And we all know there was a regular, and there was the Regents, and everybody that took the Regents were in advanced math and shit. Like, I ain't going that far, but
exactly.
You know, so they all got like the it changed such a way that you know they take their schooling serious, seriously now. You know,
that's so true.
So I, you know, bring back more shows like Teen Summit. Let them dial up like an all woman show. Why we can't have a teen version of The View? You know, where it's just teen girls talking back and forth. Why that got to be on BCAT? Why nobody scooping that up? I mean, if you're going to do programming for teenagers, then let's do, who want to sit there and watch Degrassi hot? Degrassi is done.
It is. It's so tired now.
Like,
and those things don't even affect. I mean, I'm not gonna say they don't affect our youth. When I say our, you know what I mean, our communities. Okay, and you know, and it's like the stuff that they had, like they had the teen pregnant girl up there. You know, she graduated a long time ago. You know, I mean, they have other, and they're recycling.
Like, in there, this is not a teen soap opera. End it, because y'all not even, y'all not hitting the points y'all need to hit. Like, I understand that there's trouble out there, but let's focus on both sides of the track, you know?
Exactly.
Not everybody's walking around 16 and pregnant. Not everybody's a teen mom. Why are we not focused on the people that's doing an awesome job? Let's give them a show. You know, if you were in a major of a broadcaster or something like that, why don't you give them something where they can focus on it? They look at the news, they look at this, they look at that, but yet we tell them, oh, you need to be up on your current affairs, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. They're not trying to hear that. That's just my opinion. Quick quote from the crush heart.
Wow. Okay, we got like way over there.
I know, right? We went over. I just,
go ahead, Black Reporter. Go ahead, Black Reporter.
Uh-huh.
Kicking that soapbox from under my heart.
Go kick my box.
Go kick my box. Okay. Well, today's show, I don't know how we got away over here, but you know what? It's good talk. It's good talk. It's real talk. That means it's allowed. Want to talk about today's topic today before I bring in our people on the phone. Just want to remind you guys, I see you holding patiently. Thank you. What we're discussing today, what becomes of the brokenhearted? We're going to talk about, you know, how you doing this summer with your love life. You know, how's everything picking up for you? How's that relationship working for you? That's what we want to talk about today.
Why does this sound like a burnt heart?
I mean, how's it working for you, Black Rock Water? You know, did you try it on? Did it fit you?
It ain't.
Did it not fit you? Did you have to dump them? Did you have to say goodbye? Are you just having phone, you know, fun with somebody? What's going on in your love life right now? Me, I would just be satisfied right now with a good phone conversation. I think that would, like, and that sounds so lame. Yes, I know it sounds lame. But, you know, just to have a good 3-hour nonstop conversation, getting to know you, conversation with a dude on the phone would really satisfy me right about now. That's all I want. I don't want to meet you. I won't go out to eat yet. You know, I just want to have that getting to know you conversation where, you know, you stay up mostly all night just talking and getting to know each other.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
Exactly.
Hang up,
what
no,
are those? You having such a good time. You know you should hang up.
Yeah.
But you can't because you're just
like, I got to go to work in the morning. I got to do this
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly.
Like, you know,
I
got that shit to do tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know what,
Rick?
We're going to find that for you.
You're going to find that for me?
We're going to find
that. Because that's what I want.
We got
you. Know?
Right,
guys,
right, Black Reporter?
I would love to have that.
What?
You know what
bothers
me?
Conversation?
Huh?
What you like to have? A conversation?
Guys nowadays don't want that. It's like as soon as you meet an interesting guy, and he sends you a message, the first thing he want to do is, you know,
I
want to
fuck your
pussy.
I want to fuck your pussy. I know. That's what I be complaining about.
My thing is, okay, let me explain how I am. Maybe,
let's get there.
Chris, tell me if I'm being unreasonable here. This is how I am. When I meet a guy, like let's just say a guy hits me up on Facebook, and he sends me a message, I like to send a witty message back just to see where his mind is.
Mm-hmm.
If he can keep up with me intellectually. If
mm-hmm.
you can keep up with me intellectually, I'm stimulated. I'm turned on. You
mm-hmm.
know, if I send you a message and you say, yeah, well, listen, call me at this number. And I'm like, okay. Well, you know, this is just, you give me a number already? I don't want to talk to you yet. Let's have the messages going back and forth for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then when they say, I can't type, so I'd rather talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
That turns me off.
Really?
That turns me off. I'm like,
Rick.
I wish I can get that.
Rick.
I'm tired of the Texas.
Mm-hmm. Tell the audience, and I don't mind revealing this, but tell the audience what I am to you.
What?
Tell the
Once
audience
again?
What.
Who needs my listeners at these validations? Michael Porter is one of my horses.
He's a horse. He's a political horsey. That's political stimulation. But Black Reporter don't have a phone, so she can't be stimulated, Black Reporter.
No, he even stimulated me lately. And, you know, I've been lacking. I'm about to let go.
I know.
But
hopefully when I get my phone back again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hopefully. Because, see, I've been having a lot of things that I've been needing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been getting that at that angle.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not providing.
Right.
You start
right.
providing, Black Reporter. It's just a matter
right.
of time. That's when I stroke your mane and I take you out back and I have my shotgun behind my back where you can't see.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you better watch out there.
No more
yes,
apples
ma'am.
For you.
But I start saying, okay, Black Reporter, come on, let's take a walk. You better watch it, honey. Because I got a rifle behind my back and it's all over. So I don't want to put you down, Black Reporter. I don't want to put you down.
Oh, my God.
But, I'm understood that, you know.
Yeah, but
we need
somebody.
I'm going to need you coming up in November now. I'm going to need you.
Yeah.
A lot of political nonsense going on.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Let's be a little bit more realistic. Wow, we got a lot of people with their hands up. I just realized
okay,
that.
Everybody want to talk? Let everybody talk. Let's
somebody
else
talk. Let's
bring
these back
people
and forth. Yeah, like we don't see them. I see you, 225 and 347. Holler. Thank you for calling.
Holler.
Holler.
And
get the Madea on.
Holler.
No, that's not her. Oh, yeah,
that's
her.
I had a little
sugar.
Yes, that is sugar.
I haven't seen that number in so long. I didn't, that's not it.
Holler. Suckily. All right, I'm going to put you on. Is it sugar? Shake.
Hello?
That's not her.
Oh, this
hi.
Is
I told you.
Yeah,
that
I know her. This is a Louisiana boy. What's up?
How you doing?
Louisiana. Wait a minute. We already got one of those.
What's your name?
My name is Burnell. I've been hitting you up on Facebook for a minute doing this
mm-hmm.
shit that you said.
No,
you.
I'm not your friend.
Ooh.
Why are you not my friend?
But you get on my last nerve.
I know I do, but I try to.
Dude, you get on my last nerve. You was about to get deleted and blocked nerve. That nerve.
Homie. Why are you going to do that to my co-host?
I was just trying to get at her, and, like, she, like, God, like, never replied to none of my messages. So I'm saying.
But you get on my nerves.
Let me go ahead and call the show and get on her nerve for real then.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do that, though.
Yeah. We can do that, but let me tell you how this works, okay? When I'm not feeling you, like, there's no you coming back after this. So make sure that if I feel you, we can talk afterwards. Because if I'm not feeling you now, there's no coming back from it. Like I said, you're on the last leg.
You
are on the last leg, sir.
Okay.
Like, I was going to send a wicked message to you just 2 minutes before this show started.
No, right?
Boy.
What I did to you now?
What you did to me? Okay, I'm going to read what you did to me. All right. He texts me, folks. The show starts at 8 o'clock. He texts me at 7:51 p.m. He says, I want to talk on it. That's what he said. He said, hey, how you doing? Can you give me a call? I said, I'm busy. That's what I said to him. He texts back, well, what's the number to the show? I want to text on it. Now, Burnell, you done added me to, like, 13 groups. And you are a member, and you are a member of many of the groups that I'm in, and I know I post in those groups. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You see my posts because you comment on them. You don't never talk. All you do is post. And I had to get at you in the group. Like, wait, what? And it wasn't even your fucking group. That's the thing.
Only way I can get to attention. You say that.
Well, anyway, that wasn't a good look.
So you did that because you got a crush on a crush?
Yeah, I got a crush.
That's how you did that?
Yeah.
Well, you're going about it the wrong way, brother.
Hey, I try. Even once you don't succeed, try and try again.
Okay, but you know what? You know you catch more. You know, come on, you catch more.
My thing is, you know, can I just explain this real quick? And I'll just drop it. Let me get on my soapbox again, gentlemen.
Oh no, all right.
Men, boys, assholes of all ages. Listen, when you are digging somebody. And you want a social network such as Facebook, which you need, or anything. If you dig in somebody and you really want to get their attention, one thing you must do, and that's research. Do your research on the person that you dig in. Okay? If you digging me the way you claim you're digging me, it wouldn't have took you a whole month to call this number, first of all. If you digging me the way you digging me, you know I host parties. Support a sister. Come to a party. You don't have to do nothing at a party, but come to a party. Meet me in person. I'm not talking about him. Hold on. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about in general.
She's talking in general.
I did say men and assholes of all ages. Okay. So I'm just saying, like, if you digging somebody, then if you can't get me on here, you know, every Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, I'm here. You get that. You see those every time. I'm sure, like I said, it pops up about 12 times on your stream. You see that. You know? And all this could have been avoided because you would have called the show and I would have automatically had to hit you back because I do that. If you call the show, I'm such and such from your Facebook page. Oh, okay. And I'll hit you back afterwards. Well, thanks for calling. Now we got a dialogue on it. You know what I mean? You got to find your way in because when you hit me up, it's always the wrong time. I don't care if you hit me up and if I'm asleep. I don't care if you hit me up and I ain't doing shit. It's always the wrong time. I'm not like Brick. I don't want to chat with you. I don't want to text you. I want to talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to talk to you on the phone. Oh, can I get your number? Okay, sure. You know what I mean? But when I'm on the internet, I really do be busy. Like, today I was really busy. It was no time to play. I didn't flirt with nobody. I didn't say hi to nobody. I really was busy all day today, even though I was on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still busy. My thing is, and that's with a lot of women. Like, we want conversation. We want stimulation. And I can't get that from texting back and forth because I don't feel that feeling behind it. You say LOL, but you're not really laughing. You're not really laughing out loud. You know, like, I want to hear you laugh. Call me. Let me hear that. That's my thing. Do your research. You go to this person's page. Oh, okay, I see she's like this. Okay, well, maybe this. You know, you can learn about a person. You know what I mean? If you Google me, everything I do will pop up. Okay, this bitch is busy. Let me just go ahead and leave this, and when she's ready, you can contact. And then you can leave me at that. You keep hitting me up back to back.
Okay,
back to back.
I understand it. I know you like to talk. I like to talk. I'm saying that 3 hour shit. I mean that's believable because I does that. You know what I'm saying? I do that. That's what I do. I like to talk. You hear me? Because I be at work. You know what I'm saying? With nobody to talk to. And maybe you didn't give me a chance to even try to talk to you.
Okay.
Right. All right.
You know, but I hate to interrupt the love connection here. But
yeah, this is what the show's about.
This is Brick's House. This is my show. This is Brick's House. And you know, I understand you want to use my show in order to crush
a medium.
Okay, we're going to get off topic. What is the topic?
Okay. Well, try it. Maybe if I can do it, brother, and say.
Hold on. 1 second, though. Like,
enough seconds. Y'all better hurry up. Topic's
ticking. I got to speak on something y'all said earlier. Teen pregnancy is down because I think the morning after pills. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Everybody can get it.
Well, not everybody can get it. You make it seem like everybody had a meeting. Like, everybody don't have a meeting. You know what I mean? There was abortion out. So, I mean, come on. Let's really talk about it.
Hey.
Okay, no, let's not talk about it. This is not that show. Okay, go ahead, Brick.
Okay. All right, brother. All I can say is step up your game if you want to get with Crush. She done told
That's
you her straight
finesse.
From her mouth. What she
Can
won't.
We get finesse, please? Can we get finesse? Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think you
oh,
called,
we got to call. Right, he coming back. Another somebody else is coming back. I see you, 347. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We get to you.
All right, you talking about Mr. Chevy Chef?
No, that's
not Chef. Who is this at 347? Did we unlock this 347?
Mm-mm.
Hello.
Who that is?
Who that is?
That's Stacy.
Stacy?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to Brooke's house. I'm LaCrush.
Welcome,
I'm not the host.
What is your
oh,
hey,
bad.
How you doing? Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Hey, so.
Good
I want to chime in on our conversation that we're having.
I'm trying to figure out what's the topic. I was listening, but I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, we're talking about basically it's summertime. You know, there are a lot of things going on, birds and the bees, flings, people having romances and summer flings. And we just want to know, you know, if you're having a summer romance, how's that working out for you?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm married, so.
Okay.
There's no summer fling.
Anything
okay.
like that. Yeah, I guess it. I already know summer fling.
Well,
I mean, there's summer sparks, summer fireworks, sparklers.
No, actually, I don't know. It's rather, I don't know. I guess for me, it's rather kind of boring because, like, when you're married for a long time, things tend to get boring. Like, men need to learn how to step up their game and try to, like, keep you interested. So, like, I'm kind of like.
My dear, how long is a long time?
Huh?
How long
is
a long time?
I've been with my husband for 8 years. I've been married for 4.
Ooh. Awesome. Interesting. So, have you voiced your concerns to your husband that he needs to revamp, remix,
no,
redo?
Actually, I haven't. I feel like he should know me well enough where I shouldn't have to tell him certain things. I know he's not a mind reader, but, like, some
ooh.
Things I should have to say. Like,
oh, let me tell you, darling.
Yeah.
He's a man. You have to tell him.
You got
it. Then we have this couple of shows
we'll
back.
Be at the, yeah, we'll be still at the same scene. Like, they, you know, they like
you
routine.
Have to tell them.
Right,
they
like
know.
Routine.
They really,
right.
seriously,
don't know.
Don't know.
True that.
And if you don't plant
that's
the seed.
So crazy because, like, you're around a person every day for years. Come on, like, how could you not know? Like, I think
but
they
you
just
know
get
what
comfortable
that is?
And lazy, actually. I don't think that they don't know. I think they just get comfortable and lazy.
Right. That's
and
exactly
think
what
it's
it
all
is.
Right.
Right, that's exactly what it is. It's like when you smell something bad when you first walk in the room, but if you stay there long enough, you don't notice it. And your
right.
mind just, it like, it is. It's, I swear it is, Brick. You know it is.
That's
when you
true.
Have, when you in the room or something like that and something stinks, you know, and
yeah,
you have to do something.
There.
The longer you there, right. And to you, because you the person, you're creative, you're a visionary. You know what I mean? That's what it is. You like to get up, you like to go, you like to do this, you like to do that. And you're not stuck in a routine because you see something new all the time. You get what I'm saying? Whereas him, it's work, it's home. It's work, it's home. It's work, it's home. It's only that. It's only that for him. So sometimes you got to just, you know, turn off the lights and turn them back on. Like, hello, I'm over here. You know, because they're
right.
just stuck in there. You know what I mean? They're just stuck in that lane. They not switching lanes. They're stuck in that one lane because they think that's safe. And that's the only thing for them, that's all they look for is safe.
Right.
Sometimes you got to pull that net from under them like, hello, you know, and you got to shake things up a bit.
So let me ask you, Stacy, do you ever get like, you know, you going to take the bull by the horns and try to change things yourself? I mean, is it like, do you ever get aggressive with it?
Mm-hmm. Look,
yeah, but after a while that gets boring too. Cause okay, if you're
doing
always
all by
trying
yourself.
To change something up, and the other person doesn't catch on and start to also do it, you feel like okay, it's like follow the leader. You know, it's bad enough that I'm older than him, so you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel like more like I'm his mother. It's like,
oh,
oh
wow.
That. Right.
How much
so
older is
it? Like,
how much older?
Like, boring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
How much older are you than him?
Huh?
And
how much
what's
older
the age
are
difference?
Oh, he's 27 and I'm 35.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You got yourself a nice
yeah,
bride.
We got married when he was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Oh, okay.
This
okay.
is what I do if I was
yeah,
you.
Then that's
well,
this is even, yeah, this is something, yeah, this
I
is
mean,
different now. We thought she was talking about
could,
somebody
like,
older.
Angle.
Right, we're talking about somebody older,
right,
and stuff like that. Yeah,
you
need to throw him out
know,
in the middle of the road.
So,
right,
I know
throw him
saying,
out.
I saying, John, but it's saying, young, dumb, and full of cum. He's a young guy, like, what the fuck, you know?
No. What I'm saying is, I thought it was somebody older, somebody already set in their ways. You need to take that nigga from behind. You need to sneak up from that little boy from behind and push him in his back into the deep end. Like, nigga, jump, bitch. Like,
yeah.
You know, because that's something. Y'all need to work on. Yeah, y'all need to
he's
get bold
like
with Play-Doh. That.
You
or you'll be back here
to the man you want. You're not stuck.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like
right.
40, 50 something, been doing this for years. So you can still mold them into what you want
but
him
you know
to
what
be.
You need to do? You got to be direct. That's what
okay.
you got to do. Don't beat around
yes.
the bush. There's no more pretty colors. You know what I'm saying? Now
right.
he's at the, it's like you said, you got him at 19. You was pretty with him. You was handling him nicely. Now he's a little older. He can handle it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to
right.
let him know you gotta upgrade, you know?
Exactly.
You gotta take the like she said. You gotta take the bull by the horns and we gotta upgrade this.
I say you send them kids to grandma's house for the weekend. Take
mm-hmm.
a whip, get on top and train that horse to death. I'll be riding back. I'm like, what I say? What? Get in there, get in his ass. Be like, let me tell you something. If you're not gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. Okay, just shock the living daylights out of him. Just climb on his lap one day and say what? What? Give me what's mine. Shock him. Just
think,
be like, you know,
I
he'll probably be like, what?
I think that plays a big factor because my little ones, like, they don't go much of anywhere. So, yeah, that plays a big factor. But, Rick, you know that my mom is not here anymore. So, it's like, where am I sending them? You know,
true. Okay, well, you know. You got a best girlfriend, somebody that would be like, you know, yo, I'll keep the kids for you. Just, you know, just so y'all can have like one night to kind of rekindle. You just need a little spark to get that flame going back up. Y'all don't seem like you have major problems. You just need like a little spark just to kind of, you know, so, you know, the next morning you get that little pat on the booty. You know, you get that little, you flirt with each other and you know how that go. You just need some just like ignite spark. And I think that maybe if you, you know, you had somebody that maybe, even if it's not even for a whole day, they can take kids for the afternoon. And, you know,
right.
you just ride him around that apartment like the horse he is. That stallion, just get on him and just do what you got to do. I think that, you know, y'all can rekindle something. You know, I think so. Next thing you know, he and they're putting kids in the bath, rocking kids to sleep. Like, come on, y'all have to go to sleep because we got to have part two. So you never know.
He counts everything. Now he's just like, your mother could do it. I'm like, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
that's
so you
true.
Just got to get that spark back. Y'all just need to get that little, you know, I think it's
yeah.
there. You know, you got an old young stud too, 27. Oh, girl. Yes, that's some good business right there. That's what I'm looking for. I need a young love in my life. That's what I need. But you know what?
You know what's funny? I've never liked the young guys. I always liked the older guys. I thought they were more mature. I always wanted to learn. I never wanted to teach. But it's so funny because, like, I've been with other guys before and always older. And then I met him and I was like, this is different. I don't know. Let me see. And I really liked him. And only after 8 months of knowing me and getting to know my kids, came to my job one day and embarrassed me in front of everybody with a ring, and he had my children with him, and I was like, wow, this is different. You know, like, this guy is 19 years old, and actually he was 18. We got married when he was 19. I'm like, this is something like older guys I've been with for years. We had year-long relationships, never even thought about having children with. So it was like, wow, this is really different. I've never had an incident with another female. I never worry about anything like that. Like, we don't have any secrets. We don't hide phones, nothing. Like,
wow.
I don't
really where did he come from? Where did he come from?
I know.
He ain't even trying.
No.
I mean, that's amazing that you found that. That's, you are so lucky. Because
I know. That's why I'm just like trying to find a way to deal with, you know, the boredomness. Because, you know, when I really think about it, I'm like, the good person that he is, he didn't even have that type of background, that upbringing. Like, his family is, like, the worst. You know, he's been in and out of group homes and different things like that, you know, as a child. So, like, you would think he would have no family ties or you know, to know what to do or what should be done or whatever, but he does. So, there's a lot of pluses to the downs.
Wow. Well, you know, like I said, I think that it's salvageable. I know, you know, definitely that, you know, it's just a matter of, it's just, you have the will, but there just hasn't been space and opportunity, I think.
Right.
And I think that, you know, just try. If you can find somebody that will keep the kids. How many kids are we talking here?
Five.
Ooh.
Five. Okay, under five.
Well, not really five. I mean, I have five children, but my oldest is 19. I have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old. They basically take care of themselves.
Uh-huh.
But it's my last two that's 4 and 10. And I have a grandson also.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No,
wait a
son.
Minute. Stacey?
Yes.
You know what? I'm going to knock you out. You know what? When you said the ages, I was like, wait a minute. Oh, my God. You know what? I had no idea what you, Chica. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. When you said the ages, girl, you sound so different. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I know. What's up, girl?
I sound so grown up now, right?
When you said the four-year-old, I was like, okay, because Jada just turned. Yeah, she just turned four. Okay. Girl, I'm going to knock you out. You got opportunities. You can't send them kids down there to daddy.
Yeah,
cool.
I can send them to my sister.
Yes, you can. Now, you got opportunities now. Come on. I'm sitting here thinking, like, wait a minute. Those, like you said, the older ones basically take care of themselves. You know what? I'm going to knock you out. You got opportunities, girl. You know, and I had no idea. That's your love story. Oh, my God. I know her husband, and you got a good husband. You really got a good husband. Definitely. When I met him, I was like, he's a good one. He is so attentive to you. I was so jealous.
Yeah, he is.
That man
is
so attentive. Everybody out there listening, she got a good man. So I can honestly say, you know what? You got a good damn man. That man ain't looking at nobody but her. And, you know, I'm like, wow, do I have to go all the way up to the Bronx to get my man? You live in the Bronx,
okay,
right?
You know what? He's from Harlem. Yes, we
he's
both live in the Bronx now. But he's from Harlem. And I'm from Brooklyn. And it's like,
I'm
like, it's like
to
the
go all the way up there to meet a man.
Harlem is so close to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way we walk, the way we talk, everything about it, like, it's almost similar. The Bronx is kind of whack. I don't know. Sorry, Bronx people,
okay, I thought y'all met him in the Bronx, but he is, oh, and he's so good looking, too. Damn. But definitely, you can find, come on now, get the clothes up, get somebody watch them kids. If I got to call your sister myself, I'm going to have her watch them kids so y'all can rekindle that.
Okay.
You know. But I don't know about you,
I know they will. But, like, a lot of times they be busy, so it's like, they don't really know Sky like the way they know the rest of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what we're all trying to work on now. Yeah, we're all trying to work on that now to, like, you know, start doing things together again as sisters, because, like, since my mom passed, we all kind of just kind of went separate ways.
Definitely, y'all definitely have to make more opportunities to get together. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, everybody got their own life. Everybody get grown, and you kind of, like, dissipate a little bit. But you know what? Your family is, you got a big family. You were blessed with a really big family. And
yeah.
Send them kids over there, Nicole. She ain't doing
nothing over there. Exactly.
She not doing nothing over there. But seriously, I mean, you're real lucky to have such a good husband. Girl, I sit here on this show, and I talk about how, you know everything I've been through with the baby daddy, everything. She knows we grew up together, basically.
Yes.
We basically grew up together. So you know what I've been through, and then some. But
yes.
You're on the right track. You're good. You know, you were blessed to have a good husband. And, you know, just work on it. Just work on it, girl. Like I told you, girl. You know how you get things. Dominant. You throw his ass down in a minute and be like, what? Take it.
Because you know what? I guess the reason I called in is because, like, I don't want to, like, not do anything about it. And
yeah.
Then something else comes up. Like, even though I've never dealt with anything like that, I don't know how I would. Understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like I know it's a time to, like, fix and change the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you
I
know
think
that man only has eyes for you. He's only got eyes for you. I mean, I've watched him, observed him. I think I met him about 2 or 3 times. And he
yeah.
is into you. And he's into that family. And I've never seen, and even, you know, the way he is with Jada. I mean, I thought Jada was his daughter. And I was like, no,
yeah.
he
will swear to God that she is, to the point where we went and got her her name changed.
Really? Oh, my God. See, he's a good one. He's a real good man.
Yeah. I tell him that Jada is not his daughter because he raised her from 2 years old. You know, she's 10 now.
Oh, see, he's been there. That's the only daddy she knows. So that's so sweet. That's sweet. And, you know, he's a good one. And I don't think he's going anywhere, but I understand how you could be concerned because, you know, you got these cutthroat-ass women out here who just don't care. They see him and they be like, ooh.
Hardly nothing in the summertime. You understand what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah. He's definitely a
anything for attention, even if it's negative, they don't care.
They don't. But, you know, you definitely need to reach out to your sisters, reach out to your big, big older sister. Shout out to Tisa. Reach out to her and tell her, let's have a sleepover, Tisa. Here, take them. The 2 little ones.
Right?
You know, the big ones. The big ones know how to put on their iPods and kind of tune you out. But definitely, the little ones, definitely.
They probably go spend the night at their friend's house, too.
Exactly. They'll probably get lost, too, because they don't want to hear. But, you know, make that quality time. Or if you two guys could go away somewhere together, that would be nice as well. If you could manage to get,
like... Well, you know what's pretty funny about that? I just won 2 tickets to a Caribbean cruise.
You better go ahead on...
Yeah, I did. And his birthday is August 1st. So I was trying to call and set it up for around then. And I was like, wow, this is so, like, I actually prayed on this situation. And then that came in the mail. And I was like, this is only God.
See, there you go. He knows you deserve it. You know, you do your best with your kids, you know, and, you know, he's there. He comes home. He's a good man. And y'all need that time together. Seriously. So just talk to Tara and see what she says. You know, just, you know, I mean, like, I know your daughter's not probably not used to, but let me tell you something. She get used to it real quick. Y'all all family. And I think that, you know, I think it's nice that you won that. You're blessed to have won that. And I think that you guys really need to be alone. Y'all need to spend some time together. So, just, you know, keep it up.
Yeah, I think so, because, like, I'm in my room. He's in the living room. I'm in the living room. He's in my room. Like,
Oh, no, that's no good.
Right.
Oh, no, you can't be letting that fine thing go to waste, Stacey. Well, see, school is out, so you can't do nothing. Man, you better do a 3 a.m. Wake-up call or something. Come on. You know what to do, girl.
No, I'll just wake him up like, you can't sleep on the couch, and he'll stumble in and go to sleep, and it's just like, okay.
Oh, right. Gosh. Mm. Roll over on him the right way, Stacey. You know what I'm talking about. Wake him up the right way. Come on. All right, I know everybody else is like, okay. Where my knees are, y'all still in? Okay. So, you know, Stacey, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do.
I'm going to do it.
So just wake him up. Do what you got to do. I thank you for calling. And please call again. You know.
I will. I'm calling an
update.
You better call me and update me on what's going on. But definitely, I'm going to speak to your sister myself and see if I can get you some time off. For the kids. I'm going to endorse it. I'm going to say, give that girl some time off, for real. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank
okay,
you for
thanks.
Calling, girl. And please, do a 3 a.m. wake up call. Wake him up. Roll over. 3 a.m. Or when he comes from the bathroom, jump on him.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Crush, you still there? Okay, Crush has disappeared. Black Reporter, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Black Reporter, that was a good friend of mine. Know her since we were growing up together, and she really does have one of the good ones. I can honestly say that. You know, that's a lot coming from me, Black Reporter, because I don't believe the shit men say. You know me. I'm a ball buster. I hate them. Speaking of which, can I have 5 seconds to vent? 5 seconds to vent, Black Reporter?
Only after you give top of the hour.
Okay. Please, Black Reporter, if you will.
Okay.
Go
right ahead.
You come right ahead. Oh, my God. You reached the top of the hour. Brick House. I wanted you to say it, Black Reporter.
Oh,
the time is now 9:09, and we are talking about the brokenhearted, the lovelorn, what becomes of the brokenhearted. If you have any summer romance, how is it working out for you, Black Reporter? And if it's not working out for you, then what the hell? I got to vent a little bit.
Huh?
I need to vent just a little bit.
Go right ahead and that.
Okay. Well, my son turned 18 on Saturday.
Okay.
He's now a man. I'm happy. You know, my son is 18 years old now. So, you know, that comes with being a man. And do you know that his own flesh and blood sent him a text message, happy birthday?
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. His dumb ass father, who I can't stand, sent him a text damn message, happy birthday.
No, he didn't.
Yes, the hell he did. A milestone in his son's life.
18th birthday.
His 18th birthday, coming of age. This asshole sends a text, happy birthday. I mean, usually I try to, you know, refrain from getting angry about things like this because, you know, but now, I mean, come on. You can't do anything better for your child than say, text message, happy birthday. Nothing. I said, you know what? I asked my son, I said, did you respond to that nonsense? He said, well, I don't care.
When was the birthday?
His birthday was Saturday.
Did you go off on your ex?
Did I what?
Go off.
No. I didn't go off on him, and I don't plan to. Do you know why? Because at 18, I don't ever have to speak to that bastard again as long as I live. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, my child is now 18 years old, and I have no reason whatsoever to talk to this man again. No reason. I don't have to confer with him or what I do with my child. I don't have to ask permission before I take my child out of this country. I don't have to do anything of the sex. So I don't even necessarily, I don't have to talk to him again. And I just think that it shows really poor taste and it's real ugly, the fact that you couldn't even call your child and verbally say, you know what, I may not be able to get over there and see you or give you a hug or whatever, whatever, come on, but happy birthday, son. You know, this is a major, you know, milestone in your life, and, you know, I love you very much. None of that was said, just happy birthday. I mean, I'm disgusted. I really am. But you know what? I can't worry about it anymore. You know, I think it's an ugly gesture. I think it's cold. It's unfeeling. It's something that you would, you know, hell, I can schedule a text message to say happy birthday to me 3 or 4 years in advance. That doesn't make it any more sincere. You understand what I'm saying? I think it's cold.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I really think that that was, it was a bad move as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, it just basically sealed the deal that, you know, I really have nothing more to say to this man. I don't want anything more to do with this man. This man can go to hell, you know, when gasoline draws on for all I care. I just had to say that. I just had to say that. I mean, I loathe this man. Seriously. So that just goes to show you what a thin line between love and hate is, guys. Because I never in a million years thought that I would actually feel this way towards another individual. But,
okay,
which, you know,
Rick.
Yes.
Rick, I have a question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Were you actually in love with this man?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I can honestly say that I was. You know, it wasn't a lust thing. It wasn't a, you know, ooh, he's cute, or being in love is the end thing to do, so I'm going to do it. No, it wasn't anything like that. You know, I literally wanted to spend the rest of my life with this man. You know, but he has certain things that he needs to get together. You know, I mean, there were certain things that he needs to take care of. And, you know, I mean, it's not a possibility now, nor will it ever be. But my thing is that, you know, I always said, you know, always do right by your children. You know, so
I can honestly say,
well, he didn't, you know. And the same cold bastard that he is the same cold bastard that he's going to be looking in his face some 20 years from now, when my son rolls him into a nursing home and don't want nothing more to do with him. Because, you know, you get what you put out of life. You know, that's what you get back.
True.
You know, children are, you know, it's the circle of life. I took care of him. He's going to have to take care of me later on. He didn't take care of him. So what's going to happen later on? He don't give a damn about him. And so I'm already starting to see signs of it. Whereas he didn't even care. He's like, I don't care. You know, it doesn't even bother him anymore. But I know it hurts him. But, you know, and like I said, it's neither here nor there. I just think that, you know, like I said, guys really need to do, some fathers really need to do a better job with their children.
At being flawless.
With what?
At being flawless.
Yeah. Because, you know, the children are the one that suffers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think that you get back at the mother and all this other stuff. And, you know, I've heard guys say, oh, the mother was a nightmare. The mother was this. And, you know, I can honestly say I was not a nightmare. I never once chased this man around. Okay, told him to be responsible to no kid. Never in a million years. I didn't do it. No. So, shout out to the fathers that's doing the right damn thing by their kids. Shout out to the fathers that's stepping up and
thank
claiming
you,
kids and being fathers to them where others refuse to. And on that note, is Crush back? Or is she still in oblivion? Looks like Crush is still in oblivion.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm trying to see if I should get into a music set. What do you think, Black Reporter?
Exactly.
Like to hear some music.
Yeah, I got
music.
You
know what?
805-830-8320
while we're waiting for music. Chat room was open, live, and popping.
Okay.
Nobody's in the chat room today. You know, I think cause I scared all the quests off. I think I scared him away. I threatened him last show.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. I threatened him, Black of Water. I said if he doesn't stay out of my face, the gloves are off. Oh, yeah. I threatened him. Because I got tired of him, Black of Water. You just don't know what he did to me. You see what he's doing to me in the rooms, in the Facebook rooms. He's always throwing the rock and hiding the hand. And I got tired of him. You know, so now he's staying away from my show. He don't want to do it my show.
Mm.
Yeah. He's staying away now.
We shall see what happens tomorrow night.
Well, he's going to come on your show, of course.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to curse him out there.
I know.
I won't stop till he's off the air, Black Reporter. I don't like him. I do not like him. I don't like him. I've come to that conclusion. You know, at first I thought maybe, you know, give him a chance. You know, you don't really know him. I know that I don't like him. No.
So, anyway.
Anyway, Black Reporter. I don't see anybody in our chat room. I don't even see your friend in the chat room. He's just, like, missing in action.
Who?
Your friend. Oh, what's that idiot's name? Come on. You
Brown Reporter?
Brown Reporter. There you go. He's an idiot. Shout out to Brown Reporter. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you an idiot. Shout out to Brown Reporter. Whatever he's doing, he's probably got his little girl tonight, so he's probably all tied up, pleasing princess. You know, hope that little girl gives him hell.
Crush,
and we're going to get into a music set. I'm going to get into a music set, Black Reporter.
Okay.
Okay? And when I come back, I want you to tell me your biggest, worst breakup story in the history of your dating. Do you have one?
Give me a minute to think about it.
Well, I will. I'm going to play a music set. So you have plenty of time to think about it. All right, so I'm going to play some old school stuff. What do you have, some old school stuff?
Well, I must admit that Bobby Caldwell did sound nice when I first called.
Yeah, it does. So I'm going to play some old school stuff. This is some old school white music. Why not? Some old school white stuff. Does you have it?
Oh,
admit it.
If you want to play some old school white stuff, Ambrosia.
Who's Ambrosia?
I'm trying to think of the name of the song. The group is named Ambrosia, and it was a lovely song. I can't think of it right now.
Oh, I think I know. It's like an instrumental song or something like that.
No, I mean it's kind of the jazzy song type, not really instrumental,
about. Huh? I know what she's talking about. Oh my God, I can't remember the name of the song, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a jazz song.
It's got words in it.
Yeah, why can't I remember the name of the song?
And neither can
okay, I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
All right, so I'll see if I can find it, and we'll be right back with The Brokenhearted, 805-830-8320 if you want to call in. I'm going to see if I can find that song. I think I know what you're talking about, but we'll see if we can find it. Be right back. This is Bricktown.
We'll be right back. I'm not the only one at home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to Brick's House. That was a short break we took. A little short set. Nothing too crazy. First we played
Toto.
Yeah, Toto. Did you enjoy Toto? Black Reporter.
Yes, Toto and Georgie Porgy.
Yes, I enjoyed that song. I love that song. And also we played Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. That's what we played. And the first one was Toto, Georgie Porgy. I absolutely love that song. I love it. And you asked me for one earlier, Black Reporter. I think I might have found the one you were talking about. I'm not too sure.
What did you find?
I think you had the wrong name for it.
Well, the group's name is Ambrosia. And,
really?
It's called The Better Part of Me.
I think I got the wrong song. Yeah, I think I got the wrong song. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy whatever I selected. We're going to close out the show with that one.
Okay.
Crush is still doing her own thing, I guess. It's been kind of slow tonight on the show. I guess everyone had something better to do. Or they just were not feeling my show. I don't know. But
well,
you know, I know one thing. I'm going to get everybody's ass that wasn't here today, tomorrow.
Listen, I have a freaking 39-inch couch trying to come in through a 2-inch doorway.
No.
I have an excuse.
You do?
I was here the whole show. I just wasn't
talking. Yes, you were here. Anyway, saying you wasn't here. Yeah,
I know, I'm just bullshitting. That was just my way of coming in. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
also, you finally found a way to get it, huh?
No, we didn't. That shit is stuck in the hallway. We can't get it through our doorway.
Are
we
got to
wait. Yeah, that shit is stuck in the damn hallway.
Wow.
We can't get it. We got it to the third floor. But now we can't get it through the damn door. That rhymes.
How did that happen?
But yeah, we don't know. We're still trying to figure that out.
Cut it in half.
That's what we're just waiting on. We gotta wait till tomorrow for the sauce.
So the door's gonna be wide open all night long?
A crowbar, a sauce, something.
That's
we gotta wait till
the door's gonna be wide open all night long?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna sit out there all night.
I can see that too.
Yeah. Anybody that want to do it, join our chat. I'm starting a phone sex chat called Wet World. I'll be out in the hallway all night long on the phone.
You know, you're
what
crazy.
You trying to get your apartment?
Nothing. A sofa bed. A queen size sofa bed.
Ooh.
And it wanted to turn to the left, or?
We turned it to the left. We flipped it on its back. We did everything.
You trying to stand it up and put it in?
It's not. It's too short. I mean, it's too tall.
So you got to, like, you know, bend it in the doorway.
We did that. We had it. We were so close. When I tell you we was close. Like, the tip of it getting in, and it just got stuck. Like, it just got literally stuck. Like, it's short. It's a short distance between my bathroom wall, you get what I'm saying, and the doorway. Like, I don't have a foyer. I have a box. That's supposed to be a foyer. Yeah, so.
Oh,
and then the bathroom wall, the bathroom door
is
too small. Man.
Who has a foyer?
Yeah. Like, we ain't got that. That shit is a box.
It's a box.
That's how the house was built, with this little box. And then shit just left side went that way, left right side went that way, and the right. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it was.
So cute. Oh, so you got to turn a corner with it.
We tried it. Yeah, we got to turn a corner with it.
Oh, so you can't just go straight in. You got to turn a corner. Oh. Bummer.
True bummer.
Damn. Well, c'est la vie. We're talking about love lost.
We're talking about love lost.
And I'm talking about watching my baby daddy, Jimmy Bash the baby daddy a little while ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
Bash the baby daddy.
Can I give a shout out to Sugar Bear?
Who the fuck is Sugar Bear? I keep seeing
Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear is the birthday boy. Hi, Sugar Bear.
Hey.
Hey. Happy birthday, D. This is Darryl, y'all.
Hey.
It's his Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's his birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I was mean to him. They said I was mean to him the first time he called. Well, we called him, rather. He didn't call us. We called him.
Oh.
D. They said I was mean to him. I was putting him on a spot and stuff, so I'm behaving right now. I don't have no birthday music, but I can sing for you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Lord.
Now, you can't tell me, you cannot tell me in your 30-something years you've ever been serenaded by me, see? So that's my birthday gift to you. I just serenaded you.
What the heck?
We're trying to get that couch in here. That couch is laughing at us like, couch is just laughing. Like, it's really just sitting here laughing at us like,
it's called Not Tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. He's like, we're
like the man touch the ball and just move it 1 inch and it'll go straight in. Nothing makes you angry.
Anyway. I don't think this was the original. I got to look at the history. I don't think this was the original apartment building. I think that, like, they added shit on it. This is an add-on to shit.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
They added it on.
I need a foot massage. You got me, D?
I got you.
Ow. D got me.
Okay.
But anyway, so we were talking about Summer Fling. Shout out to D. We at least get 2 hours in, right, D? We don't do the full 3 hours on the phone, y'all. We get like an hour and a half until I pass out. And we just start snoring each other here.
Okay.
Like, you sleepy? No, I'm not sleepy. You sleepy? No, I'm not sleepy. Then next thing you know, somebody start talking about fucking carnival, circus, clowns, and shit. You sleep? No, I'm not sleepy. You sleepy? No, I'm not sleepy. I'm up.
That sounds like somebody I know.
It does, doesn't it? I know. You're telling on yourself and shit.
That sounds like one of those late night conversations you have.
Mm-hmm. No, that don't matter what time it is, because it happened during the day, too.
You hang up first. No, you hang up first.
Huh?
You hang up first. No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
No, it's like, I'm not going to hang up. I'm not sleepy. Talk to me until I fall asleep.
I never fall asleep. Like, I don't want to call you back like they didn't fall asleep.
Like, why you hang up on me? Like, it was 20 minutes after I hang up. Why are you calling me back now?
Ladies don't do that anymore.
Right. It wasn't like that no more. But shout out to the people on the line. Shout out to the people on the line. I see mad people on the line. If y'all would like to chat with us, just press that 1. We'll let y'all in.
They don't want to talk to us.
They don't want to talk to us.
No.
I see that 1288. I want to holler at that 1288. That 1288, I'm paging you.
1288.
She's paging you.
1288. I'm paging you. Shout out to the friends on the line. I see Missy's on the line. And I see Chrissy's on the line. Shout out to Chrissy. I miss you, Chrissy. What is that?
That's not me.
It's not me.
Black of Water?
Nope.
Okay. We were talking about the Love Lord. Can we start talking about the Love Lord? Can I finish talking about my problem?
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay.
So I just want somebody who's comfortable with texting or talking to each other through email first until I feel confident enough to, or actually, I don't feel paranoid enough to give my phone number out. I'm trying to get my phone number changed, man. It's like every time I let my phone number out, some kind of psycho gets it, and I have to go through changing my phone number. That's why I don't care how you just give your phone number out first, but then I realize you're a chameleon and you have like 200 phone numbers, so maybe that's what you know. I need you to give me like 200 phone numbers, so I don't have to worry about this stuff either.
But you know what it is? One, google.com/voice. That's a lifesaver. If you got a Google account, you got a free number, you can forward it to any phone you want to. Because I know how you feel. I had one of those too. And as soon as I don't even want to be bothered with that person, I click block, and all they hear is doo doo doo. So that's the other thing is, it also a way to organize it, so you ain't got to worry about memorizing nobody's new number. You can just go online and call yourself back and all that. So that's a good backup. You should try it.
I'm gonna try that because
you can block. I don't care if it's unknown or not. Even if they call from unknown number, you can block that bitch.
Wow.
So I will make you call from every payphone in Brooklyn and block it. You can call from any phone you want to. As soon as I know it's you, I'm blocking it. You can't call back from that phone. You
payphones to the.
And if I really want to get on your nerves, I'm just going to forward your phone to voicemail and have a wicked message like, you want to talk to me, don't you? I know you want to talk to me, but you can't talk to me. You know why you can't talk to me? Because I'm awesome and you're not. Extraordinary. Goodbye.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yes, you
did. I just had him bust that man down here on the phone earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a groupie?
Crush.
Huh?
You just,
I got you bust down on the phone earlier.
Bye.
You just enlightened
thanks
me on something.
What?
Pay phones still exist?
They do. I don't know if they work. That's what I said. I'll have you call me from every payphone in Brooklyn because half of them don't work. So, hell to the
wow.
Yeah. I miss Kitty. Kitty is gone. I miss me, my kitty.
Oh,
my cat is gone.
When did Kitty leave?
Kitty left last night. There was no bell. There was no meow. There was
good.
No. No, none of that. Kitty gone.
Bye, cat.
Anybody got a free cat?
I got
both. I don't want your cat. Your cat got mental issues. I'm telling you, your cat.
I keep offering you this one. You
no, I don't want that one. I don't want a cat that was once named Mary J. Blige. No. That cat got a complex. Nope.
She got a complex.
Yeah, as soon as they get from out of you and I walk in, that shit gonna be jumping. I don't care what I'm doing, it's
yeah.
Gonna jump. Right, every time you walk by, it's gonna jump. No,
yeah.
I don't want that cat.
Okay.
I go to pick it up, it's gonna scratch me. Oh, hell to the nose.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
Crazy.
See? Mm-hmm.
And she chews on your toes in your sleep.
See?
So,
you're gonna have
okay,
me in
well,
jail. You're gonna have me in jail.
I can't even have her give birth to one because she ain't got no private. They all gone. They yanked them out of her.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
You know. Well, yank her uterus out.
Just cut it out.
I think that's why she's so angry with me, because I had her uterus yanked out. But it wasn't nothing I could do. Nothing I could do.
I mean, you're kidding.
Did we lose
but,
our topic?
No, we didn't
okay.
Lose our topic.
Yes, we did. We're talking about me and Lovelorn. Okay.
And who
Black Reporter, where's my story? Black Reporter. Black Reporter's about to give us his worst bring-up story ever.
Let's
hear Black Reporter.
Story ever.
The worst. I'm talking the one that you thought would never be over, and you were so glad when it was over.
I don't
know. Because you thought never get it to be over.
I don't know.
One of those tug of war. I love you. I hate you. Get away from me. Come near me.
Actually, I don't think I've had one.
Aww, lucky you.
I've been thinking and thinking, and I can't remember one.
Black Reporter, I've been trying to get rid of this image that LaCrush has stamped in my head of you. A pair of Dickies and some cheese. So I've been trying to get rid of that image. But you're not helping when you don't have anything to tell me.
Okay.
Now, all
so,
I'm going to continue to see is these Dickies and these keys.
Okay.
Dickies.
Yeah.
Yes. A pair of Dickies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's a white top with black sneakers.
Oh, with some black boots on. Leave it open. We ain't got no cat. Right, we ain't got no cat. Now. You can leave that open. Except the children are coming. You got to close that shit. Close that shit. We don't want no kids in here. Close it.
Brick. Thigh yeah. highs.
What happened?
Thigh highs.
What about it?
You know, you say with some black boots on. That's
yeah, with black boots on. Yeah,
thigh
black
highs.
Boots on. No, that's not high. You wear the black boots. And the white socks.
Nah.
You wear like black work boots, and you got white tube socks with the three color stripes around them.
No, no thanks.
Blue,
no
red,
thanks.
And yellow.
And the blue
right,
dickies.
You got the keys. Right? You wear tidy whiteys.
No,
yeah,
no.
Tidy whities. I'm telling you, this is my fantasy of you, Black Reporter. I'm just telling you how
ooh.
I envision you.
Okay.
Huh? You got tidy whities on, and you got a dicky outfit, like you look like you a janitor or
a
mechanical water, a maintenance man or mechanical, one of them outfits. Right? That's what I'm talking about. That
now,
was my
now,
fantasy
now,
for
I'm
you.
I'm just wondering. Fantasy.
Get out!
What? Where does it come from in the idea of fantasy?
That's my fantasy of it. Black Reporter, why you acting like this is brand new? We
invented
it. Keys. Don't tell my number to keys. This is where pants on the ground came from.
Okay.
Remember? That's all it is. This is where pants on the ground came from. And that song
oh
is playing
God.
In the background. Like, that's what I thought of. I don't know. Maybe it was just a blend of you and the general. And just blend y'all together. And you got on, and you know what you wear? You also, you wear the trucker's hat. Right. No, you don't have to wear the trucker's hat. No, you don't have to wear the trucker's hat. Because if you wore the trucker's hat, you would have to wear denim jeans and a plaid shirt with the keys. And the trucker's hat. But no, you ain't got to wear the trucker's hat. I'm just thinking of my granddad. That's my granddad right there.
Plaid
his
lumberjack
shirt, tucked
shirt
in.
Right?
No, leather jacket. A leather shirt, the plaid shirt.
I said, no, a plaid lumberjack shirt.
Oh, right. But anyway, I had a question real quick that I just wanted to get y'all viewpoint on, because I thought of something. I thought of an answer. But the question, I stole it from somebody. I didn't steal it. They put it out there, so I just took it. And so it goes like this. Why do women whose men cheat go after the other woman when most times she never knew you existed? You want to fight her and Facebook bully her, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then take his ass back. Why? Because when men find out a woman has cheated, he deals with her directly or kick both of their asses, one or the other. Get the fuck out of here. Get out. Oh, you don't go in her room, but you come in my house? Get out! What y'all think about that?
I think it's quite true.
Right. But do you
yeah.
And do you know why? Close that shit.
I don't know why.
Do we know why? Why this happened? Anybody? 805-830-8320, press the number 1. This might be our show tomorrow, Black Reporter. No, this is not our show tomorrow. No, this might be our show tomorrow. No, this is not our show tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Now, I know I got to call you early.
No, our show tomorrow is different. Our show tomorrow is different. We're going back to parenting. But it's going to be about parenting, though, so. My thought was this. Men have a pick of the litter. Women don't. And like I said earlier during the broadcast when we first started, women broken in so many ways. From the beginning, you know, as children, we've been broken. We've been groomed and gloomed and everything in between. You know, we have to deal with so much as children. And when we become an adult, it's like trying to find that ideal. You know what I mean? Yep. And I think that, like, when we do find somebody and he just, like I said, he just shows you a bit of kindness or a bit of, you know what I mean, this or that, that, you know, you hold on to. Like, we grip so hard. We love hard. We don't love as easily. We just can't, like, we just can't go out there and you know, okay, I want to do this and I want to do that because we have so much going against us. So I think that when we have somebody betray us like that, like, you promised this, you promised that, or you was expected to do this, expected to do that. You didn't live up to that expectation. And it's like, if you, even though you did wrong, I'm still blame myself for it. Like, what did I do wrong to make you go do that? Because it's always said that it's our problem, was our fault that the man cheated, right? So this bitch right here, she don't care. She seduced you. It's not your fault. It's her fault. So I'm going to attack her. That's my theory on it. I can talk all day long, but that's my theory for the most part. Okay, I'm going to put you on mute so I can curse out the little boys running down my house like they live here.
Okay. Ow.
I was about to say, when did you crush their children?
Exactly. When did I get children, right? What are you doing here? Get out. I'm like the old lady. Get out my yard. Get out my yard. But I bought fire, man. Get out my yard.
Shit, y'all.
That old lady. Nobody. Don't go in that house. She mean. Don't go in that yard. Like, you go get it. No, you go get it. I'm going to collect mad
children. Don't go in that
children.
Old man yard. Shit.
Man, don't go in his yard. But anyway, Brick. That was just something that came across my head. So your problem and your situation is I'm going to get back to you on that one. I ain't got an answer yet, but I'm going to get back to you. And if anybody else need advice, no. My door is always open. Facebook.com/superfluffyblurb. I ain't got it, but I can preach on it, and that's all I can say.
Oh, so that's what y'all been doing all night.
Oh.
Preaching on it.
Preaching on it. I ain't got it, but I can preach on it. No, this ain't got nothing to do with all night. This is just in general. You know, being outside the bubble looking in tend to absorb a lot. You know?
True.
Right. So I've been outside the bubble for a very long time and still am. So you see a lot. And then you have to just think of everybody has their own ideal vision of what true love is and what relationship is. And then you have those that are realists, like, fuck that. That recipe
exactly.
Don't work. You know what I mean? Like I said, we've been groomed, and some people just don't realize, like, the revolution will not be televised. That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question.
You too, really?
It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you're taking yourself away from the quote-unquote relationship standpoint.
Yeah.
And well, that's my boo, you know, type of thing. And that you disconnected yourself from that. Is that true?
Well, it's not even taking myself away from it. Matter of fact, it is taking myself away from it. You know, like I said, that's the case. Yep, that's the truth. So, like I said, I'm awesome, and whoever wants me got to be extraordinary. Only an extraordinary person, right? I did that. Y'all seen that? My posting? Y'all don't look at my Facebook page? That's my word of wisdom for today. Right, that was my word. I know last week we talked about it, Thursday, we talked about it. But that's my random wisdom for today. When somebody asks you, why are you single? You say, because I'm awesome. right? You say, because I'm awesome. He says, what's that got to do with it? You say, I'm awesome, and it takes a man that is extraordinary to tame, enjoy, appreciate, want, believe, understand, and handle all this awesomeness. Unfortunately, just as real recognize real, well, awesome recognize extraordinary, and you are not the father, I mean him. In my memory.
Okay.
That was my wisdom for today. So, you know, that was basically, yeah, that's my wisdom for today. But, you know, it sounds good. But anyway, folks, this is Brick House, and I'm the co-host. I'm the co-host, the lady with the big old mouth, LaCrush.
Right. We're going to close of our programming. And I'm going to ask you what you have on deck for tomorrow, LaCrush.
Word. Let me tell y'all what we have on deck tomorrow. As I was doing my research a couple of weeks ago, I came across a story about a man who was very large man. And when the mother, when his baby mama, let me put it that way, when the baby mama wasn't able to take care of her children, he stepped up to the plate and he, you know, tried to get his children. But unfortunately, the court ruled that he could not take care of his children. They put the kids in foster care. And they put the children in foster care. So we're going to have like a random, like next week, I mean tomorrow, we have a random of parenting stories just like that. Like, you know, are you too big or can you be too obese to take care of your own children? And if so, do you think that was the right ruling? If that was the case, do you think that would be the right ruling for a judge to make? If you had, you know, small children or something. So we're talking about that. We also have in California, they're looking at possibly having three people parent a child, not just no longer mother and father because of the whole, you know, mother-mother relationship or, you know, the mother-mother significant other type thing. So, you know, so like if you have a stepfather and your mom and your, you know, and your regular dad, you know, how is that supposed to go as far as taking care of your child? Are we all responsible? Do we, you know, do we all have a say in what this child is doing? So we got that going on. And then, last but not least, well, that's it. I'll tell y'all that, and we'll work on the other stuff. So Tuesday, July 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, the Adult Zone with myself and Mr. Black and Porter, 805-830-8320, in the same place, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio.
She gives us the heavy stuff to carry, don't we?
Huh?
I say you give us the heavy stuff to carry, don't we?
What you mean? Give y'all the heavy stuff to carry? What are you talking about? What?
Our show ain't nothing light tomorrow.
Our show ain't nothing light. Well, y'all want a light show? I can arrange that. But then it's gonna be like last Tuesday when you wasn't here. They don't like that.
Yo,
like, let's not underestimate our audience. Our audience don't like when we take it light. They like a good
you're
show.
Right. Yeah.
Last week, everybody's asking me, "Crush, what's wrong? What are you doing?" Like, I don't know. But yeah, so we can do that.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Mhm.
Sounds good. I want to get into this one last song that Black Reporter. I guess it's what he was talking about. I thought he said Fantasia.
No, Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
The biggest part.
I was looking at Fantasia.
Yo, this is not a park. Get out my house.
Okay.
Now you know you're not going to mom route.
Sorry. I'm sorry, I thought I muted the phone. My bad.
Okay.
Now we know why you're not going the mom route.
Yeah, I know I'm normally professional with it. I'm sorry.
Stay tuned next week. We'll have an exciting topic for you.
What are we doing next week?
What are we doing next week?
We're going to count up until next week.
Well, we did it. She just don't know if she want to go with it.
We didn't do it until August.
Next week is July still, lady.
Actually, the last day of July.
Right, it's the last week, July 30th. Remember, you had a show scheduled for today, but you changed the topic.
Oh, no, next week. No, next week. We know what we're doing next week.
That's what I
next mean. Week is the battle.
No. That's what plagued the... We changed that, remember? See how she lost y'all? See how she just lost y'all? We had a topic for today, and you changed the topic. You made a topic for the 30th, so.
Oh, I did, but it was stolen from me by another video show. So we're not even going to do with that.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Watch the boards. We'll definitely come up with something. We'll have something up there. Just watch the boards.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say.
Right. So, facebook.com/BrickHouse. At Twitter, we at BrickHouse as well. www.BrickHouse, BrickHouse.com. Go there, you know, get all our links and stuff like that. Follow us, all that good stuff. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. That's the site to go to. We got a brand new segment coming up next Wednesday. Right. We got a brand new segment, Swing a State of Mind radio show. It'll be me. I'll be introducing two brand new members to Team Fantasy, Trinity B and Frenchie. So, you know, we're going to get it on and popping.
On and popping.
That's it. Well, you know, once again, we have the Fantasy Lounge. You know, we got a lot going on. So visit PhoneFantasyRadio.com and get all the updates, all the links, everything we're talking about. Learn more. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all that. Google us, bitches.
Google us. Okay, and on that note, I want to end with Black Reporter's song. Black Reporter, I thought the song you were talking about was by a group called S3. I thought you were talking about...
Absolutely.
Is that what you were talking about, Black Reporter?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I like Cantaloupe anyway. So we're going to close the show. This show is dedicated to Black Reporter, Cantaloupe. We will see you guys tomorrow here. I'll be sitting side chair and letting know and the lady Love Crush Hearts run the show. I'll be on the side acting stupid in the chat room. So, take care, everybody. Have a good week, and we'll see you week. It's time.
All right.
Later. Enjoy the song.
Later, everybody.
No, 23 hours.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records. Drop, jazz.
down. Rounds and rounds, rhymes are found, but nevertheless, you got to get down. Fantasy freak through the reef, so unique, you move your feet and sweat from the heat. Back to the fact, I'm the Mac, and I know that. The way I keep the rhyme, someone called me on poet. Falling steady, flowing, growing, showing sight and sound. Caught in the groove, every page I'm found. Many trips to tour upon the rhymes they soared to an infinite height, to the realm of the hardcore. Here we go, off I take ya. Dip trip, flip Fantasia. Vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, dip Fantasia. Ow.